You are listening to Words from the Brothers, a podcast produced by the Servants of the Word, an international ecumenical brotherhood of men living single for the Lord. You can download this podcast from our website or access it on iTunes or on any other podcasting apps.
John 13, verses 21 to 38, a passage that is in the context of the Last Supper. It says, after saying these things, Jesus was troubled in his spirit and testified, "Truly, truly, I say to you, one of you will betray me." The disciples looked at one another, uncertain of whom he spoke. One of his disciples, whom Jesus loved, was reclining at table at Jesus' side. So Simon Peter motioned to him to ask Jesus of whom he was speaking. So that disciple, leaning back against Jesus, said to him, "Lord, who is it?" Jesus answered, "It is he to whom I will give this morsel of bread when I have dipped it." So when he had dipped the morsel, he gave it to Judas, the son of Simon Iscariot. Then after he had taken the morsel, Satan entered into him. Jesus said to him, "What you are going to do, do quickly." Now no one at the table knew why he said this to him. Some thought that because Judas had the money bag, Jesus was telling him, "Buy what we need for the feast," or that he should give something to the poor. So after receiving the morsel of bread, he immediately went out, and it was night. When he had gone out, Jesus said, "Now is the Son of Man glorified, and God is glorified in him. If God is glorified in him, God will also glorify him in himself, and glorify him at once. Little children, yet a little while I am with you. You will seek me, and just as I said to the Jews, so now I also say to you, where I am going, you cannot come. A new commandment I give to you, that you love one another, just as I have loved you. You also are to love one another. By this all people will know that you are my disciples, if you have love for one another." Simon Peter said to him, "Lord, where are you going?" Jesus answered him, "Where I am going, you cannot follow me now, but you will follow afterward." Peter said to him, "Lord, why can I not follow you now? I will lay down my life for you." Jesus answered, "Will you lay down your life for me? Truly, truly, I say to you, the rooster will not crow till you have denied me three times." This is a really impressive moment in the Last Supper, and very appropriate to meditate today on Good Friday. And we tend to have this exercise sometimes for Good Friday, or as we meditate on the Passion of the Lord, to consider different characters. And we could probably take a view of Judas and Peter and how they're both interacting with Jesus' moment of passion. And of course, Judas is going to, or has already betrayed the Lord and is going to give him up to the authorities of Israel. And Peter here is being announced that he will deny the Lord. And it says that the Lord testified against both Judas and Peter. So we could meditate on this, on Judas' betrayal and Peter's denial, and how they are reacting or making decisions before the Lord's sacrifice. But I would invite you today to meditate on Christ as the center of this passage and the center of everything that is happening in this whole narrative of the Passion. He has decided to give over his life, to pour out his life, even considering these men who are betraying him and denying him. He loves his enemies and gives up his life for them. And this is very important in Romans 5, verse 8 and 10. We read, "God shows his love for us in that while we were still sinners, Christ died for us." And then in verse 10 it says, "For if while we were enemies, we were reconciled to God by the death of his Son, much more now that we are reconciled, shall we be saved by his life." And what Paul is saying is Christ died for us who were his enemies. We have become ourselves enemies of God through our sin, through our repeated denial and even probably betrayal of who Jesus is in our lives. We have given up our own relationship with the Lord and run to other temptations and to other invitations from the world. We have become enemies of the Lord in many ways, and through sin we are dead in our lives, and we are not in a right relationship with the Lord. But He has given up His life for us, and He has decided that even we who were His enemies can be forgiven and reconciled with Him in His sacrifice. Now, in the center of this text that we've read, there is a challenge. In verse 34, Jesus says, "A new commandment I give to you, that you love one another just as I have loved you. You also are to love one another." And this is completely mind-boggling, because we are now challenged to love each other as He has loved us. How has He loved us? We're just reading this, and we're just considering the Lord went to the cross for us. He died for us, and He's calling us now to love each other in this same way, to go to the cross for each other and to die for each other, even to die for our enemies. Now, this is a very strong theme to meditate on as we consider the Lord's passion and His death and resurrection. We can see this moment, or this offering of Christ's life, in the context of the betrayal and the denial of His disciples. He has given up His life for His enemies, for those who became His enemies, even when He had invited them to be His friends. He has also given up His life for us. And we can also consider the challenge, the call to give our lives for each other, to love one another. This is the highest of examples, the highest of calls. There is no more noble way to live our lives than to give them to Christ and to love one another.
Words from the Brothers was produced by the Servants of the Word, a brotherhood of celibate men that is part of the Sword of the Spirit, an international ecumenical network of covenant communities. For similar and other content, please visit us on www.servantsoftheword.org. If you liked what you listened to, please leave us a review on iTunes or other podcasting apps.